AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy says he wants to work on a new gun bill with Republicans that actually works.
We are this week extending a hand of partnership to our Republican colleagues, but we are not going to settle for a piece of legislation that just checks a box. Right? We are only going to move forward with a piece of legislation that saves lives.
Before a Senate committee today was Garnell Whitfield Jr. His mother was one of 10 people shot and killed at a Buffalo, New York supermarket.
I ask every one of you to imagine the faces of your mothers as you look at mine and ask yourself, is there nothing that we can do? Is there nothing that you personally are willing to do to stop the cancer of white supremacy and the domestic terrorism it inspires?
Whitfield says if they have nothing, lawmakers should yield their positions to others that are willing to lead. Five people were killed when a van carrying disabled adults collided with a truck in Arkansas.
State police say the people who died range in age from 19 to 73 and that the crash happened when the van driver failed to yield while crossing U.S. 65 about 100 miles southeast of Little Rock. The truck it collided with was hauling cooking oil. The van belonged to C.B. King Memorial School, which services people with developmental delays or disabilities. In a statement, the school said, "We don't have the words right now to express our pain." I'm Julie Walker.
An American woman pleaded guilty to conspiring to provide material support to a terrorist organization stemming from her leadership of an all-female battalion of Islamic State militants in Syria. Voters in Los Angeles are picking a new mayor amid widespread frustration with homelessness and crime. This is AP News. Golfers are putting aside politics to join a new Saudi-funded pro tour. The LIV Golf International Series starts this week, backed by Saudi Arabia's Sovereign Wealth Fund.
This has been incredibly polarizing.
Graham McDowell brought up the political ramifications of aligning with a Saudi-backed tour.
Take the Khashoggi situation. We all agreed that that was reprehensible. No one's going to argue that fact.
U.S.-based Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. U.S. intelligence services believe it came at the orders of the Saudi crown prince.
But we're golfers, you know, and speaking personally, I really feel like, you know, golf's a force of good in the world. I just try to be a great role model to kids. I know what the game of golf has taught me.
McDowell is trying to avoid discussing the specifics of the country he is effectively working for. Phil Mickelson has joined the LIV Tour, and Dustin Johnson quit the PGA to join. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.